Reports from Sierra Leone say the number of new Ebola cases has risen drastically in the past weeks. Justin Forsyth, head of the Save the Children Fund, says many of his staff have lost family members in the vicious outbreak.
I met one of our education advisors that lost 14 members of his family. So they're dealing with a huge amount of pressure and anxiety. They're heroes in this struggle against Ebola. And the international staff who are coming in to support this, nurses and doctors and logisticians and health advisors.
Those who are burying Ebola victims are as much in danger as those who care for Ebola patients, so they have to wear elaborate protective gear.
Within Sierra Leone, there's a really, really elaborate burial rites, and that includes washing by hand a deceased person, and also at the funeral, touching the body. So you've gone from a stage of having very elaborate ceremony. Then in this case, you've got people who are deceased and they're taken from their family by people dressed from head to toe in plastic suits. They're indistinguishable and it's a very scary situation.
In Liberia, the frightening spread of Ebola seems to be slowing down as the number of new cases has not grown. International aid providers say they are taking great care to prevent the spread of the virus.
We have to run a very strict no-contact policy, which means that in any zone where they're distributing, the site that they've chosen, they will establish what they will call the safe area. So they will make the line of people around, and so that while we distribute straight out the back of a truck, so that nothing that people have touched, people are obliged to take, and vice versa.
The international community is responding to calls for more help to the affected region. The Dutch Navy is sending one of its biggest ships, Carol Doorman, with an entire hospital in a container. On the way to Africa, it will pick up additional aid from other European Union members. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott announced his country's contribution on Wednesday.
We will commit up to $20 million to staff an Ebola treatment center, a 100-bed Ebola treatment center in Sierra Leone. This will be a center that's being built by the United Kingdom, but it will be staffed by Australia.
U.S. President Barack Obama on Wednesday asked Congress to approve $6.18 billion in new emergency Ebola funds to West Africa and to prevent its spread outside the continent. Larissa Ho, VOA News, Washington.
Just for your information, do not have this hair.